Blog Talk Radio.
Begin in just a few minutes. To Sunday Night Praise and Worship with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. And tonight we especially reach out to the Eastern Hemisphere and the continent of Africa, and we give glory to the Lord and praise and worship and jubilation for the people of Kenya, who had a great service the other night in which they ask forgiveness and for redemption from the Lord God Almighty. And we rejoice and praise the Lord with you as you begin a new chapter in your lives in the country of Kenya to become a country of peace. The violence and the fighting is over, as the leaders have said. And we agree with you, and we pray with you, and we will continue to uplift you in prayer in support of what you want to do for God and for the people of Kenya to be the great and mighty nation that God has foreseen you to be as a leader in Africa, to bring people to the Lord in the continent of Africa. We do praise the Lord. Say hallelujah with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus, with me. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's just wonderful to have observed your wonderful service on Kenya live streaming TV the other night. Thanks so much to my friend John, who's my co-host on Friday night, who interprets the Bible in Swahili. So if English is your second language and you would like to hear the Bible in Swahili, you can do that on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It might be 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning there for you. What a great way to start the day, hearing and reading the scripture of God's Word. Let's begin our show tonight by saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You can be a part of God's kingdom today. All you have to do is receive the gift of salvation that God offers to every person who wants to simply receive it. And I'm going to give you opportunity later on in the program to give your heart to the Lord and become a Christian, a child of God, if you'd like to do that. God is a gentleman. He leaves that choice to you. He doesn't force you to do anything, as evil leaders and evil doers might do. God is the author of free choice and free will, and he gives you the choice to choose. But oh, what a wonderful choice it is. I can tell you, having been a Christian for over 60 years, I would not have chosen any other path in life but to walk the path in the light that the Holy Spirit shines on the Christian path for me and other Christians, and you as Christians, if you but receive God's gift. Dear Heavenly Father, let us pray together. We thank you so much for the wonderful, glorious, forgiving spirit you've given the people of Kenya, with a renewed vision to move forward in the redemption that God offers us, with a new life, a new hope, and a new joining in the Spirit of the Lord in forming and building your kingdom. Your kingdom here on earth that will eventually combine with your kingdom eternal. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a witness with them and to share the glories and the secrets of the Lord with them. We pray that you would give them strength, blessing, and protection as they move forward in faith, stepping out from darkness in many cases into the path of light that the Lord God sheds on their path. We pray that you would anoint each one that shares the gospel, and in whatever part of the church you have appointed and asked each one to play, that they will believe, know, and understand that their part, no matter what, is as important as everyone else's part. Give them a deeper understanding of the scripture as they read daily and as they share in their churches and synagogues. Lord, give them the ability and the financial support to build churches, hundreds and thousands of churches all over Kenya, spreading into Africa to evangelize all of Africa, their homeland. And Lord, we just praise you for it. We believe it. Stepping out in faith is such an awesome time to see when God fulfills and honors that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, amen. Well, we praise the Lord for all that he has done for us and all that he's yet to do. And I like to read out of Psalms when we're on our Sunday night praise and worship, because the Psalms give us such good instructions about how to praise the Lord, as King David did in the book of Psalms. I'm reading from Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. Great is the Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. And if we're not a part of Jerusalem, we are definitely a part of Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders. Praise the name of the Lord for Kenya tonight. And filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. I just feel like a word of encouragement in this scripture here for Kenya. As you move in the path that the Lord has prepared for you, back in verse 14 it said, he maketh peace in thy borders. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that has happened in Kenya. God has maketh peace in your country of Kenya. And he filleth thee with the finest of wheat. If he hasn't done it yet, he's going to give you a bountiful blessing of the food staple of whatever your country eats. Most people eat some kind of food staple made from wheat or corn and either bread or tortilla patties, or whatever it is you use there. I believe you can claim this verse, that God is going to give you blessings in growing of your crops, give you financial blessings to make enough money to build churches, give you financial blessings enough to send out others to other cities and start new churches. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's believe it together in the name of Jesus. With faith, but as the size of a grain of mustard seed, the Bible says, faith that size can move mountains. And just imagine what a stack of mustard seeds we all have together when we all believe together in one purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. And he giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. Well, when he gives snow like wool over your land, that means you're going to have water flowing in the spring. You're going to have water to feed your crops. That's a blessing. And if he gives snow in your mountains, praise the Lord for that, because that means you've probably had rain or snow in the surrounding areas, and you will have water in the spring to supply the needs for your crops. And he will teach you how to store ponds of water around on your farmlands so you won't have to depend solely on rain. And he will teach you what to do so that the mosquitoes will not flourish, and how to treat mosquito bites. And one of the things that may help, I don't know, you could try it, is smudge pots. Here when I grew up, we used to use smudge pots at night in our orange groves to keep the temperature warm enough so the fruit would not frost. But it might work to keep the mosquitoes away. I just pray that the Lord would reveal to you what to do naturally to combat the mosquitoes so that you would not bring forth more mosquitoes by storing your water. Perhaps you could store the water underground and have the outlet high enough so that when you open it up, the gravity would just make it go downhill. My great uncle was the first farmer in America in the 1890s in Upland, California, to use gravity watering. He had the water supply at the top of a hill or the top of an incline, and you open up the spigot and let a little water come out, and it runs downhill into the rows of your crops. So just ask the Lord to reveal to you ways that you could grow crops there in Kenya without all the modern mechanisms that America may have. My ancestor did it 100 years ago with all those modern mechanisms, and you can do it too if you just think about some of the scientific principles that anything lower means the gravity will pull it down to that. Anything at the top of the hill that you drop like a ball will roll to the bottom because of gravity, and so will water. So I hope that will help you and bless you when you're developing your farmlands and help in the part of your assignment that God can give you bountiful supply and give you the riches to use responsibly for God's kingdom. Not for your extravagances, but for your needs, and to further the kingdom of God by building churches and training pastors. Now, as I posted on your live streaming the other night in Kenya, my cousin is in charge of World Map, and actually my mom's cousin, Ralph Mahoney, started it over 50 years ago, and his daughter, Wendy, and I think her husband's name is Frank Parrish, are now head of World Map, and they go all over the world, and they've been to Africa many times to help teach young people or old people to be pastors. And their website is www.world-map.com, world-map.com. Now, if I got that wrong, you can just Google World Map, and it's World Missionary Assistant Plan or something like that. And her name is Wendy Parrish, and I think her husband's name is Frank. And you can email them through that website and see if they can help you by training and teaching pastors. They also have work booklets that, even if they couldn't send people, they could send you workbooklets, and your current pastors there or teachers in your churches that you do have could have seminars or classes to train pastors yourself. But let's just pray that God will meet that need on your behalf, as I saw very wonderfully how God was moving and working for you in Kenya. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel led to play Endless Hallelujah for you. And during that song, I'll go over and get myself set up. I've got my organ set up. I don't have the pedal yet. I need to get a chord to make it louder or soft, so I have to just play it one volume. But at least we'll have a little bit of background with a little bit of drum. So we'll be doing that in a few minutes for about, a few minutes here. Just listen and worship the Lord with Endless Hallelujah. Endless Hallelujah. And the singer for that is Matt Redmond. Remember, you can always Google these and order these for yourself to listen to. Endless Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. up your voice and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, we worship you. We praise your name. Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to sing Amazing Grace for you now. This song was written a couple of hundred years ago by John Newton, and it is known around the world, Christians in almost every country around the world who are practicing and singing music usually know Amazing Grace, and it is a wonderful song. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise the name of the Lord. We're going to try to sing in a minute here. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And I'll get my drum going a little bit faster. A little louder. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Sing it with me. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. One more time. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord. You sing it now. Just let the drum play for you. Ready? Go. This is the day. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hope that gave you some opportunity to try the song on your own, just with the drum background. You can get your own drums and get some kind of beat that you like to sing all of these songs. If you don't have keyboard or musical instruments other than drums, drums is a good place to start. I know many young people like drums, and I know Africa has many different types of drums that will work wonderfully with these songs. So I hope you will practice and go ahead and try that and make Kenyan-style gospel music. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to let you hear some of what this keyboard can do that I have. It takes hours to make up these kinds of accompaniments that you're going to hear, and I do have one. I don't have a lot of time to do any others at this point in my life, but I have a keyboard here that has the capability to do different voices, different sounds, organs, piano, pipes, harp, you name it. Different drum beats according to styles, rhythm and blues, disco, which I did tonight was disco, calypso, country, steel, swing, all kinds of rhythm. And over the year ahead, I'll try to use some different rhythms to let you learn what they are. Tonight was disco rhythm. And I played, I think, synth strings and... what kind of organ did I use? I think it was just street organ. And it gets a little bit of keyboard on the bottom sometimes, which makes it sound interesting. And then it has nice little sound effects. So if I'm singing along, I could go, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. All right, so I just did that with my finger on one little button here with a cymbal. And if you have someone who plays keyboard, perhaps every church could buy one. You do have to plug these in, so you need an electrical outlet. And you could have one person who does all the musical sound effects for you. And you won't need a band right away until you get some drummers going. Now, I'm going to play this for you just so you can hear some of the things it can do. And let's see, I've got to figure out which, here we go. Isn't it? It's all on one keyboard. You can do all these effects, and it takes some time to set up something of that difficulty, but I did teach piano and violin for 14 years in my youth and had voice training and all that years ago, but it's only recently that I've been able to start singing again because I had a cyst removed from my lung, and that's a miraculous story with how we found out that was there. And I praise the Lord that I have my voice back. For 40 years, I wasn't really able to use my musical training because of the cyst on my lung and other illnesses that I've had. And I praise the Lord that I'm 99% back to normal. I'm just old now. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, we will move on with that. And so you see some of the things ahead that we're going to be able to do with that organ and that you can do with the organ. Isn't that great? Just one instrument there has all that capability. And so we are going to take a few moments here and read another book out of Psalm. Now, I just could not tell you which verse or chapter is my favorite in the Bible. Some people can do that, but there are so many good ones. I think the 23rd Psalm reminds me of my grandfather, whom I love and respected. He was a minister from 1933 to 1969 in the state of California, building and growing churches throughout California, and Western Division overseer for his organization, Church of 10 Western States. And when he passed away, they read the 23rd Psalm. And that psalm can apply to many great difficulties in your life and helps you get through situations knowing that God is there with you. But we're reading psalms now that are more like praise and worship. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. There it's telling you to build your churches and sing praises in your churches with your congregations of saints, children of God. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion, that's you and I, be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. Those are musical instruments. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud for joy upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen nations and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. I know a song with these words. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's one reason I played that keyboard tonight, was to let you hear some of those instruments that were shared with us in that last chapter of Psalms. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just worship together a few minutes here. We praise you, Lord, for your greatness, for your plan for each one of our lives, for your plan for each one of our countries, for each country has a part in the Lord's kingdom that is yet to be fulfilled. Your kingdom on earth is yet to be glorified into a heavenly kingdom. And we praise you, Lord, for that and for having us to be a part of it. We're so grateful and thankful for your goodness and your love. We're so grateful and thankful again, Lord, for your goodness and your love, your kindness, and for the gifts of the Spirit that you give us of joy and long-suffering, and as the Scripture says, many others. We just praise you, Lord, for those gifts that we'll be studying about in the future. And we take this time right now to give opportunity for those who'd like to come to know the Lord. For we know that in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in John 1:2, we know, "But as many as received him, to them," that's you, "he gave the right to become children of God." We are brothers and sisters in Christ when we accept the Lord, and we have many brothers and sisters around the world. In John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." There is no other way to enter heaven except through knowing Jesus. We want to see you in heaven. So we pray that the Spirit will woo you unto the Lord right now to accept the Lord as we pray in a minute. In Romans 5:8, but God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, knowing that many of us in the future would have salvation because of the blood he shed and the pain he suffered. We just thank you, Jesus, for the gift you've given us. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned and I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your gift of life, your gift of eternal life and salvation. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and go your way by stepping out into the light and believing in faith that the Holy Spirit will guide me and be with me, as we have read in the book of John. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you all the days of my life, for the rest of my life. And I thank you for it. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. 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 The angels in heaven sing glorious praise and worship, and for grateful hearts of those who have joined the family. And I'm going to play an unusual song because I kind of played some unusual music over here with my keyboard. But this song is hard rock, but it has a good message. And it says, "Oh, you're worthy of my praise, Lord." And be prepared, it's really going to have a rhythm here. But, you know, everybody doesn't always like the same style of music, so I try to get a variety for you. And this one, "You're Worthy of My Praise," is by Jeremy Camp. And let's listen and praise the Lord together as that one. And then after that one, we will say goodnight to one another. But let's hang through this song. I'll be back with you in a moment. praise the Lord. You are worthy of my praise, Lord. Just to let you know, you can listen to any of our archived radio shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. You can also friend me on Facebook at facebook.com, but look for me in the gold suit. You can friend me on that one. My other page is full. Go ahead and try your English. That way I can usually tell, you know, that it's your second language. But I taught English as a second language, so I'm pretty good at figuring out what you're saying. So go ahead and try it, and then as I respond to you, you will learn good English from my responses. And I look forward to our time together ahead and what God has in this great adventure of bringing his kingdom together in the end times in the name of Jesus. Let's bow our heads together as we finish our show tonight and say our adieus. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time we've had together. We pray protection and blessing upon each one, and that you would heal those who may be sick or infirmed or don't feel well, and that you would give them, Lord, the understanding of how to eat properly and what foods help them to feel and be more healthy. When they don't feel good when they eat some foods, maybe don't eat that for a while. And help them, Lord, to have understanding of the scriptures as they step forward in the light on the path of walking a daily life as a Christian. And that the Holy Spirit will be with them as their friend and their guide to give them understanding of what it is to be a Christian and how to live as a Christian and what things of our sinly life we are to drop off and not do anymore. Lord, let the Holy Spirit reveal that to each new Christian so that we learn not to be too judgmental of one another, but learn to love one another as Christ loved the church. We praise you and thank you for our time together. And we're so grateful for this modern technology with the ability to share the good news around the entire world. God be with you. This is Diane Lenning, your host. Until next time, remember, God loves you and I love you. Take care. Good day. Bye-bye.